This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles Free Message World Update, November 4th, 2024.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Dear friends, you are finding yourselves at quite a pivotal moment in Earth's history. No matter where you find yourself, no matter what country, state, city, continent, it does not matter. You are all here to be part of the massive change that you are now seeing quite clearly. Where will you be in this change? How will you allow your consciousness to vibrate to the change? Will you resist the changing frequencies that offer you, yes, a golden ticket to a higher level in your consciousness, a chance indeed to be a much more conscious being filled with love? Now, many of you are not sure of any of that, and of course we understand that, for part of being human is being caught up in the confusion and the chaos that you see, that you feel every single day around you. But more and more we ask for you to open yourself to the clarity of your own soul, to ask spirit, to ask the teachers and guides that are, of course, always working with you, to bring you a clear energy where you'll be able to indeed feel what is true for you. Now, remember, of course, that it may not be true for another. There are many, of course, around you that you may find great disagreements with, that you may find even fault with, judgment with. We would ask for you to refrain from that, but instead to remember the loving law of allowance and allow them to be where they need to be, to grow the way they need to be. That is not your concern. And indeed, you can get too caught up in what others are thinking, feeling, and choosing for themselves and take you off your own path. So stay clear, stay with your own eyes open, yes, to the wisdom of your own soul, and you will be happier, you will be more well off. Now, each of you, no matter what your karma, no matter what lessons your soul wanted you to experience, to have, you have chosen this particular timeline for greater reasons than you would have ever indeed known. For you knew this would offer you a leap, yes, in your awareness and your understanding if you could allow it. But most importantly for those of you listening to our words, will you allow yourself to remember your own intentions? Will you allow yourself to begin to take different steps that are in alignment with your soul's needs and growth, and not necessarily your personality or ego? Now, many of you, of course, have become quite enraged, quite impassioned, quite angry, yes, excited even, with the current doings of the world around you. Of course, many of you are in the United States of America, and you are seeing a very important election taking place indeed that will change the course of history, no matter how it goes. Now, we are not here, of course, to make predictions one way or the other, for indeed, it is truly up to you, the citizens, to decide that. For you to stand up, what you believe is right in your own being. How are your energies aligned? What are your values? What type of character, not only do you find yourself feeling right now, but the type of character that you wish to be. Think about others in your world. What type of life do you want them to have? What type of energies do you want the children that are coming into this world or are already here to experience in the days moving forward? For all of you have created the world, yes, the conflicts, the wondrous parts of it that you find now. But how you choose to think, how you choose to align, the decisions you make, of course, will continue to manifest and create the world moving forward. We want you to think wisely on this and to see indeed first within your own being, what do you hold true for yourself? What type of being do you wish to be? How do you want others to see you? And come to an understanding within your own consciousness not of how you've been brought up, not of how your partner, your family, your business associates see you, but the way you are most comfortable with yourself. Would you be proud of yourself if you indeed were on this side of the veil looking at your life? Would you approve of the energies that you are radiating out? Will you strive, yes, indeed, to become more consciously aware of how you are acting, how you are thinking, and how you are indeed spreading either love or fear? For indeed, so many are so engaged and caught up in the energies of others being swept along, indeed, with the tide, that they are not able to see how they are indeed being enveloped in others' energies field, not just in any certain individual or politician, but more of the fear energy of the planet, more of an accepted energy that everyone says, well, this is the way it is and you should go along. You are not here, dear friends, to go along. You are here to bring your own unique spark, your own divine being, to play in this world. You are here to share something that is important not only to you, but to others who will come in contact with you. Of course, we would always suggest, advise, that you start with that energy of love. First for yourself, filling yourself up with that state, and then indeed, spreading it generously throughout your world. Now, when you are loving others, when you are thinking them in a kinder manner, you don't always have to agree with them. Can you understand that, dear friends? For you all have a different perspective, a different take on your reality that you find yourself encased in right now. And you're not always going to see it the same. You could look at that wall and say, that's blue. And someone else will say, no, that's green. Are you going to argue about it? Or are you going to just chuckle to yourself and say, it's all right. We see everything through a different filter, in different shades, in different ways. So we would ask for you to take that energy, that approach, more and more with other people and allow them their right to see things the way they need to, as part of their own growth. Remember, of course, allowing them, yes, the same privilege that you would want from them, to grow in their own way, in their own time and space. Yes, the loving law of allowance. If we could stamp that onto everyone's head before you incarnated, we would. But of course, that is part of the challenge that you find yourselves in, that you remember your own commitments, your own vows, your own striving indeed to be better people, to indeed allow that energy, that frequency, that vibration of love to flow within you, through you, and around you more and more. Now that energy is going to spread regardless. It is coming. It is part of the shifting energies, part of the upliftment of consciousness that there is no turning back from. Of course, as we've said before, many will resist it. You are seeing it now. They are not ready to embrace that energy. They are a little too caught up in the frequencies that are more comfortable, more familiar. Many are not able to think for themselves or stand up, indeed, to some of the energies that seem stronger. But more and more of you are finding your power. And you are able to stand clearly in your light. You are able to speak your truth as only you can say. Just remember, dear ones, that your truth is not always going to be understood by others. Your truth may not be their truth at all. Can you be all right with that? Can you accept that without judging them as wrong or as bad people? Instead, just realize they are in a different place than you. They are growing in a different manner, in a different time than you. And that is all right, for you do not know what their soul has come here to experience, what they have already experienced in other times and places. So being a judge to anyone will only retard your own growth indeed and get you caught and lower vibrational gobbledygook that you certainly don't need. So look at others in your world with kindness, with compassion. At times you may need to detach, whether it is emotionally, spiritually, or yes, indeed, even physically. If you find that your energies are not congruent and you cannot comfortably be around certain people, but indeed, wish them love. Open your heart to even those that you would consider your enemies, even those that you would choose to hate indeed, and that will help you as well as them. This is a time where the planet Earth is in great need of love to usher in the new energies more easily, more rapidly, so they will take hold. They will be able to touch more and more souls, open more and more hearts on the planet. Now, do not be so concerned, again, with what others are doing, saying, thinking, or acting. Yes, at times you will need to stand up for yourself. And yes, indeed, speak your own truth. Ask your soul to show you what is important to you. And do not be afraid to share it. But do so with that energy of allowance, acceptance, and love for others. For you are not in charge of their reality, but of course, they are not in charge of yours either. So you, by loving, honoring, and respecting yourself, we do hope that you will see the need, indeed, to offer that same energy to others at all times and all places, especially in this time where there's a good deal of conflict, a good deal of disagreement, which could lead, yes, indeed, to more than just disagreement, but violence. We are not seeing a need for that, but we need all of you to create that vibration of love, whether it is in your local city or state or your country, so that you are indeed part, yes, of that group that is creating, yes, the new energies, where many and many will be able to indeed grow to a higher state in their own consciousness, that together you will create a different collective reality that is more based on love, acceptance, and allowance. We do love you, and of course, we are here to help all those who are, yes, indeed, ready to vibrate at that higher level. It must all start with you. Don't wait for another to do it first. Nah. Be the example. Shine your light so brightly indeed that there will be no need for fear, for darkness in your being. We do wish you well. God bless you indeed.